Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. Let's hear from the Bible first of all. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who've done this have entertained angels without realizing it. In Genesis chapter 18, we read a remarkable account of hospitality when Abraham generously welcomed three mysterious visitors. It was the hottest part of the day, and as soon as he saw them, Abraham ran to meet them and welcome them. He then encouraged them to rest in the shade of an oak tree, whilst he brought them water, and then he went back to his tent to ask Sarah to prepare some bread for them. Abraham had no idea who the visitors were, but it soon became clear that God himself had sent them as they informed the couple of the miraculous news that they, old as they were, would have a son. They had welcomed angels without knowing it. In the early church, Christian travellers faced many challenges. Inns were notoriously filthy and expensive and were well known for being centres of immorality. In addition, they had to face the hostility of the Jews. It was therefore essential that Christians were willing to open their homes to their brothers and sisters from other places, even if they had never met them before. The writer to the Hebrews reminds them of the story of Abraham and suggests that in doing so, they might even be welcoming an angel of God. Hospitality continues to be a vital way of showing Christian love and care. In recent years, homes have become increasingly used in church life, and that's been an important development. Good as it is to meet in our churches, the relaxed atmosphere of the home is often the very best place to talk through our needs and the implications of living the Christian life. Home groups for prayer and Bible study are an invaluable way of helping us to grow in faith and to strengthen our relationships with other Christians. And who knows, as we do so, we might even be welcoming an angel of God. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the precious gift of our homes. Help us to use them generously for you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.